Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth. As part of the Secret Recordings Network, make sure you follow us on the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We are at Pod Magical. Give us a like, give us a follow. If you've just been to Disney World recently and you'd like to come on and chat about it, always looking for guests. So give me a shout, send me a message on there. We're going to be chatting to Georgia very soon, who's currently making plans for her next Disney World trip. You can also send us any planning questions that you might have. Hello to Debbie. We're looking forward to our trip next year to Walt Disney World. We're going with a bunch of friends this time, and one of the days we're going to go drinking around the world at Epcot. The only problem is I don't drink. Is there an alternative for me? I was thinking about this, actually, Debbie. Yes, there is. Drinking around the world is it's a big adult pastime at Epcot. You start at Mexico, then you go to Norway, and you go around the world and you have an alcoholic drink from each one. Obviously, taking sips of water between, because especially if you're going in summer, it's very hot and you could pass out. That's what drinking around the world is. You probably see a lot of people, especially at the weekend, staggering around with their T-shirts on, ticking it off. There is an alternative. If you don't actually drink, there's a lot of mocktails that you can have. I think pretty much every country in the Epcot Pavilion, you're going to get a mocktail. But how about doing something else? Because there are a lot of drinks from each country. For example, I love, if you've gone to the quick service at Mexico, they have a drink there called a Jarritos, probably pronounced Jarritos or something like that. It's like, it's a bit like Fanta, but I love it. It's like a Mexican soft drink. So you could get a bottle of that. In Norway, Kringla Bakery is very famous for its iced coffee. So maybe you could get an iced coffee there. Maybe in the UK Pavilion, have a cup of tea. So you don't have to just stick to mocktails. There are some traditional drinks from each country that aren't alcoholic. So you can have an unboozy drinking around the world. And the great thing is, Debbie, you'll be there at the end of it by the time you get to the end, by the time you get to the UK Pavilion, to remember what actually happened on the day. And they won't. If you're going to Disney World soon, you've got any questions, any tips you want to pick up, then do give me a shout. Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, at Pod Magical. Shall we chat to Georgia? This episode of the podcast, she's a big fan of Mexico at Epcot. We will find out why. Georgia, tell me first why you love Walt Disney World.
I love it. It's just pure escapism. And I have just been the biggest Disney fan since I was a kid. I was brought up on all of the movies, all of the tales, and I've just been a fan ever since, and I just love it. And I love going to Walt Disney World because it's like you can just be who you want to be, do what you want to do. You know, it sounds like a right cliche, but it's not. I just love it.
So when was the first time you ever went?
We're trying to find out the actual dates, but I was about four. So my mom and dad took me, my older sister and my younger brother when I was about three, four-ish. And then we went again when because my mom and dad had two more kids. So they wanted to have the same like young experience for like seeing the castle and things for the first time and having that experience at a younger age. So we went again when I was about 13. And then the two little ones were the same, you know, same kind of like three, four kind of age. So, yeah. So I was went twice when I was a kid. And then I just got back the end of May.
Just been back in springtime. How was your last trip? How did you find it being back?
It was like a dream. It was such a dream because we've been... So me and my husband, we wanted to go for years. When we first got together, we were like, oh, we're really big Disney fans and we really want to go for our honeymoon. And we just never had the right funds to do it the way we wanted to do it, because you can go to Walt Disney World and do it on a budget, but I just don't see the point. You know, like I want to go and I want to be able to, you know, have the dream holiday.
Yeah.
So we decided to go for our 30ths with our friends, and yeah, it was the most incredible time. All the memories just came like flooding back, and I just cried the entire time. I've got so many of me sobbing my little heart out in front of the castle. So sad.
I suppose, but as well, because of the pandemic and not going for such a while, there's a lot of emotions that just like hit you.
It was, and you know, it was our first holiday since like, you know, the pandemic, so it was a big one for us to actually, you know, fly to Orlando and do it properly. It was pretty intense, and there was just a lot of planning, like working up to the holiday as well, so it was just exciting. And then we got there and I was just a complete mess. I told Mickey Mouse himself, I told him, I said, I'm so happy to be here.
I bet he was very happy to see you as well.
He was, yeah, he always was. He told me.
So how did you plan differently then from this one to how you would have normally have planned before? Because obviously it's a very different place now with Genie Plus and what have yous.
I can't lie to you and say that I'm a pro when it comes to Disney. Genie Plus, not Disney Plus. Genie Plus is still a little bit of a whirlwind for me. But I went with our friends and my husband. They're quite tech savvy, like, you know, being in the queues and getting the next ride lined up and the next attraction. And I found it quite a bit of a whirlwind, but they were on it. So every morning they'd be up, and you can sync your parties as well to it. So you don't all have to be up at 7 a.m. as you probably know. So our friends who are like room next door to us would be like, right, Slinky Dog, it's, you know, we're in. And you'd be like, okay. Oh, they're fiddle faddling in the queue on the app. Oh, we're in for this next. I'd be like, how are you doing this? I don't understand. And some of the days we'd venture off, so we'd do things like, you know, days separately. And me and my husband would go off, and he just really got into it. And, you know, we were at Magic Kingdom, and he was like, right, we're doing this next. I was like, you know how to do it? Why am I the only person who doesn't know how to work this app? Like, I'm so confused. So I know that you spoke a lot in future podcasts of like, you know, sorry, you know, previous podcasts about how some people love it, some people hate it. I think it's amazing if you know how to get your head around it, and if you know how to navigate it, you can do some serious stuff in a day on Genie Plus. Like, pretty intense. But yeah, planning is key. I will say that if you want to get everything done, or if you've got a set plan, you've got to, you know, you've got to get on the app and you've got to work it out, because it's a lot. There's a lot to do.
So in the old days, did you have your head around fast pass and getting the three fast passes like months in advance, or did you leave that to somebody else as well?
No, when I was about 13, it was the fast pass days. As a family, we kind of navigate between us what we all wanted to do and things. But yeah, this is the first time of going as an actual adult where you're like, okay, we're paying this for the day, we need to make the most of it, we need to plan it right and do the day right.
It is very confusing, though. Let's talk about some of your favourite things. Do you have a particular favourite memory?
I've got the best memory ever, and I think this will like be with me forever. So, and also a little bit of a tip for people that don't know. So one of the days we went to Magic Kingdom and we had the most amazing day, but as we all know, they're really long days and you get their park opening, you know, it's a long day, and in the heat as well, you kind of get a little bit tired. So the one day we went over to the Polynesian, which is my dream hotel ever, and we watched the fireworks on the beach right in front of one of the speakers. So we saw the Magic Kingdom lit up and the fireworks on the beach, which was incredible in itself. And also we had a glass of wine, which, you know, you got to do it right. You know, you got to have a glass of wine while you're watching. We then went upstairs and there was a little grocery store, whatever, in the lobby. And I was like, I'm going to just get some water and some snacks before we take it back to our hotel. And my husband disappeared. And I walked back out of the shop and he was like, they do pin trading in here. I'm a big pin trader. So I was like, oh my God, I've got to come in and pin trade. The cast members on the till were like, hi, here's the pin trading. There were no pins I liked. I was like, oh, thanks anyway. And they were like, well, we've got another surprise for you. And basically my husband had bought me a sleepy, cuddly Stitch toy, and they'd made such a big thing of it. They were like, if you answer this question correctly, you'll get another prize. And I was like, what's happening? Ready to go back to the hotel thinking everything's great, and then I just got presented this cuddly toy in the gift shop. Cast members were like, oh my God, don't cry, like they hugged me. And I was like, I don't know why I'm so emotional. Maybe I just had too many wines, I don't know.
It could be jet lag, wine, Disney. It's just a big whirlwind of emotions.
I know. And I was speechless. I was like, Len, what's happening right now? He was like, but how sad am I as well that if someone says pin trading to me, I'm there. I have to pin trade.
So how many pins have you got? How many have you got?
Too many.
It's
an actual joke, actually. I also like collect specific ones as well. So it has to be in the shape of a Mickey, like Mickey Mouse.
Right, it's got Mickey shape one. Okay, right. Okay, yeah.
Characters that I like, so I've got the, you know, Jack, Sally, Marie, Stitch, all of those. But I also like to try and find the Country Bear Jamborees, because that is a guilty pleasure of mine. I love them. I think they're the best.
What is it about the Country Bears?
Because they're so inappropriate. I love it. You were like, what is this? Going as an adult, the four of us were just sat there, like my shoulders were going, we were giggling that much, and there were kids just in the audience clapping along, and I was just howling at some of the lyrics. It's so funny.
Yeah, naughty, isn't it?
It's very naughty. So when I found a Country Bear pin, I was like, I need to collect them. I need to find all Country Bears. So yeah, I do love my pin trading.
Where'd you keep them all then, at home?
On a lanyard.
Okay.
But yeah, collecting dust, as my friend would say, but I don't care.
No, the magical memories that held on those pins, for sure.
You understand. I knew you did. I knew you.
Yeah, we're all friends on this podcast. Let's take a quick break and update you with some news from Walt Disney World. Should we talk about the elephant in the room? I'm not talking about Dumbo. I'm talking about price increases. So Genie Plus, there's going to be a price increase on Genie Plus, and the price is now going to vary day to day. So prices are still going to start at $15 a day plus tax, but surge demand, some days it could be up to $22 a day. And of course, you can only now book Genie Plus on the day, so we're probably not going to even know until the day how much it's actually going to cost. That price increase is also going to be reflected in some of the individual attractions as well. And also another price increase at Walt Disney World. If you're going over to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, you want to build a lightsaber or a droid, prices are now increased for that, $219 up to $249 plus tax. And we've got the return date for Fantasmic at Hollywood Studios. It is back from the 3rd of November, bigger and better than ever before, with a new Heroes sequence, a high-energy Aladdin chase with stunts never seen before on the Fantasmic stage, along with a powerful scene with Elsa using the song Show Yourself. Also, there's going to be more Pocahontas, more Moana, more Mulan. And if you want to get the dining packages for Fantasmic at Hollywood Studios, they start to be sold from the 26th of October for performances after the 30th of November. But Fantasmic is back on the 3rd of November. Don't forget, any more news coming through, we'll keep you updated between now and the next podcast. Check out the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Pod Magical. Georgia is with us on the podcast. Now, we said that you're a big fan of Epcot and Mexico. What's the deal with Mexico?
Well, first of all, the margaritas.
Yeah.
I mean, go to Mexico without margaritas.
You can't.
I love the food there as well. I won't lie to you. Epcot, I was so excited to eat and drink around the world. I found it. I'm quite fussy and I'm a vegetarian. So those two things, even though there are some great eats, I found eating around the world quite tricky in places. But Mexico was the best food and the best drink I had the entire day. Like, to the point where for the fireworks, I went back to the stall to get the same thing that I'd eaten already because I loved it that much. Like the mariachi band, oh, my favorite. I literally would just sit and just watch them at the front. It was so great. And they sang Happy Birthday to me.
Oh.
I just can't. Again, another one of those magical moments, but it was amazing.
As you mentioned, you're a vegetarian then. What are your favourite places to eat in Walt Disney World, your favourite restaurants?
A big one for me, which I didn't really know much about, but one of my other favourite parks is Animal Kingdom. Mm-hmm. I love Animal Kingdom so much. And top tip, if you're having a really relaxing day, go to the Nomad Lounge, which I just love. Get a seat on the river, watch the characters go by with a beer, and they do the most beautiful vegetarian food. The charcuterie boards with different vegetarian things on there, nice cheeses and things. They do like vegan sliders. They do so much great vegetarian food, which, oh, it's out of this world. But
do you have the churros?
Yes. Oh, my. The dipping sauce, yeah. I can't even. But that was one of my favourite. I mean, if you're going to Animal Kingdom, you're going for more of a slowed down kind of pace.
Correct, yeah.
That's one of my favourite things to do in the entirety of Walt Disney World because I just love that lounge and I love the way that it's set on the river. So you can just watch Mickey and Minnie go past on a boat, eat some good food, drink some nice drinks. It's really good.
That is one of my favourite spots in Disney World as well, just sitting there. And it's just as the bridge as you're going over to Pandora and it's on your right. That's where it is. Yeah.
Yeah, literally. That one, though, trying to get a reservation for that because we couldn't get a reservation before our trip. So that was a in the queue trying to refresh, try and get a reservation. And we did. And we were early enough, so we were right, the perfect spot on that, you know, that terrace, like looking over. But yeah, that's again another key with Genie Plus. You've got to be on it in the queue. If you're waiting, just keep refreshing, just keep having a look for those reservations because they will come up, but you've just got to be patient. Patient pants on.
And fiddle faddle.
And fiddle faddle, yeah.
Fiddle faddle. That's a Molly quote. That's a Molly quote, Molly all ears. Molly Mammoth Molly. So what's your favourite attraction then?
Can I give you a top three?
Okay, then. Yes.
Okay. About that. I mean, I think you've got to meet Mickey. You've got to meet Mickey. I would personally meet Mickey in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
And Square. I think it was, again, a really magical place to meet Mickey Mouse. And Minnie's there sometimes as well, which is obviously the best.
She's at the moment,
I love Rise of the Resistance. Rise of the Resistance is probably one of the most jaw-dropping attractions I've ever been on in my entire life. I can't get over how the cast members are really involved in the ride before you even get on the ride. I don't want to give spoilers for people who haven't been on it, but I wasn't expecting it to be as immersive, and the cast members are incredible on it. So yeah, Rise of the Resistance, being a big Star Wars fan as well.
All right, yeah.
Awesome, so good. And then my third one, sorry that had to have three, but I love the safari. I do. I just love, if I'm going to Animal Kingdom, I'm rope dropping it and I'm going straight, forget Pandora, forget it all. I love it, don't get me wrong, but I have to go. That sun's coming up and I have to go to the safari to see all the animals. Like, it's the best ever.
Yeah, first thing in the morning as well when they're a bit more awake. Have you ever been stuck in a giraffe jam?
No.
Never been stuck in a giraffe jam. This happened to me on my last trip, actually. It's where the giraffes, because I mean, it's their place. They just stand in the middle of the road and don't move. And then the rest of the attraction, the cars can't go past, all the trucks have just got to stop and wait. And I think we were 10, if not 15 minutes. These giraffes were just stood there. But you can't move them because that's, you know, it's their place, isn't it?
No, exactly. Oh wow, I would love that. We did see, however, the lions roaring. That was pretty incredible.
That's cool.
They were literally, it was like looking at them on Pride Rock, just roaring. And again, I cried. I just cried a lot.
And again, you can't plan for these things. You can't make them do that. It's just look. It's luck. Yes, look. Where do you stay, by the way? Are you on site? Are you off site? Have you got a favourite hotel?
Okay, so our last trip, we didn't stay on site. We stayed in a motel in Kissimmee, which was great. Really easy and accessible to get into Walt Disney World. And you got to drive through the big sign as well, which is obviously where the magic actually starts.
Yeah.
That was great. But if money wasn't an object, it would just be the Polynesian. I just love to stay in the Polynesian. To wake up and see the castle every day would be incredible. Yeah, we're a big fan of the Polynesian. To from eating to drinking to fireworks, I'd love to go.
Polly's a beautiful resort. Yeah.
Oh, so beautiful. It's and like getting the boat over as well from the Polly, like in the morning, you know, like so gorgeous. Really, really, really great hotel. That would be the dream. And obviously, you know, there's the Animal Kingdom, you know, lodge and things. They're all amazing. But the Polynesian is the one, I think. I think that's where I'm going to be.
Next time. Day. Next time. Do you venture out of Disney World? Do you like to go to anywhere else in Florida or Orlando, theme parks or anything else?
Yeah, we're big Harry Potter fans.
Ah,
huge.
Right, yeah.
We're really big Harry Potter fans. Also, I'm a really big dinosaur fan. So I love Jurassic Park, Jurassic World. So we have to do Universal and Islands of Adventure. We just have to. For any more vegetarians, it's a really great sushi place. As you're coming out of Universal and Islands of Adventure, I can't remember the name of it, but so much vegetarian sushi. Great for after the park. Really good.
Right. In City Walk?
Yeah. Literally, it's opposite the cinema.
See, I'm always too busy sniffing out Toothsome Chocolate Emporium if I go to Universal. That's lures me in.
Oh, the smell. It'll get you.
Is there anything, like you said, the first time you went, you were only four. Last time you went, was there anything that they no longer had and you're thinking, oh, I'm good that that's not here anymore?
Well, you say this. There's one early memory of the, in what was MGM, the big sorcerer's hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember seeing that and it's just kind of stuck in my head. Was it MGM?
Yeah, MGM, Disney MGM Studios, yeah.
Like, I just remember seeing that going, oh, wow, that was a memory. And there's still sometimes, if I follow quite a few Disney Instagram accounts, but, like, sometimes they'll do little throwbacks and you see it and you're like, oh, that used to be so beautiful walking past there. And it was huge as well. Yeah. When I was little, I was like, whoa, that's huge. Do you know what I mean?
And underneath it, of course, they had the little pin trading shop. That's probably why you miss it so much.
Probably why, yeah.
Yeah, could be why. Georgia, before you go, I am going to give you your perfect Walt Disney World day. Now, this is not your only day at Walt Disney World, but if you had to do the perfect day...
I feel like I need to challenge this the next time I go.
Okay.
But I think I could get it done in a day.
Right.
And I would want someone to prove me wrong on this, but I'm going to try. So I'm waking up in the Polynesian.
Obviously, yeah.
And I... going to Ohana's breakfast.
Nice.
Oh, the food. Again, another great place for vegetarians. Your own vegetarian skillet. Great. Mm-hmm. Great food. Then going to get the monorail into Magic Kingdom. For me, Magic Kingdom is walking in and just seeing the castle, hearing the music, having a cry, maybe getting some pixie dust, all of that. Meet Mickey. Have a morning, but like I'm not running to Mine Train. I'm not running to Splash Mountain. I'm taking it all in. I've got my Joffrey's coffee.
Yeah.
I'm watching the Dapper Dans. I am seeing some characters. Like I say, I would really like to go and see Mickey. Doing a bit of pin trading, obviously. Great. As soon as I can park hop, I'm park hopping over to Animal Kingdom because I've got to go on Everest because I love Everest much. And I've got to try and get on the safari.
Right.
So that's there. And maybe try and pop into Nomads. I'll try and pop into Nomads for a quick drink and maybe a slider.
Okay.
I'm there popping to Hollywood Studios for Rise of the Resistance only. So I'm going straight to Rise of the Resistance. I'll probably get distracted by pin trading, but I'm getting on Rise, right?
Yeah.
I'm then getting Skyliner over to Epcot. I'm going to be in Epcot and I'm going to drink from Paris right round to Mexico, ready for Harmonious at the end of the day. I will try. And even if I've got to pay for Rise of the Resistance, I will do it.
I think that is achievable. Yeah, you're going to have to pay for that Lightning Lane for Rise of Resistance, but that is very achievable. If only they would move that 2 o'clock park hopping restriction to a little bit earlier or get rid of it or whatever, that would be easily done.
Exactly. Because if I could get out of Magic Kingdom by about, I've got to see one of the parades. So, you know, if I could get out of there by 12, half 12, pushing it forward, I think it's achievable. If not, I'd have to take out Animal Kingdom and just do Hollywood to Epcot.
Yeah.
But I have to see Harmonious at the end of the day because Harmonious is the best show
ever. It is incredible. And you are currently planning a trip for next year with your sister, am I right?
Yeah, we want to go for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween because we love that kind of, we love the decor of that autumnal feel, pumpkins and everything. That's what we're trying to plan and maybe stay at the All-Star Music Resort because we're big music fans, so lots of guitars and things there. So, yeah, trying to plan. I'm going to make it happen.
Needs to be booked. Book it. Get it booked. Georgia, lovely chatting to you on the podcast.
So nice chatting to you as well. I love chatting all things Disney.
And have a magical day.
Have a magical day!
Fancy joining me as a podcast guest? Just give me a shout, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at PodMagical. Make sure you tag us in your photos if you're going to be going over to Walt Disney World very soon. We're into that sweet spot. I always talk about the sweet spot where if you go for Halloween, which is fastly approaching, if you're there for Halloween and then you're there at the beginning of November, you get Halloween and Christmas. You get the big changeover at Magic Kingdom. So let's see your pictures if you're going there. If you are going very soon, as I mentioned just, it's still Halloween. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween parties run at Magic Kingdom. It's the Food and Wine Festival at Epcot. The Eat to the Beat concert series continues at Epcot as well. This is great. If you're going over the next few weeks, there's some great acts you can see at Epcot. Of course, this is included in your normal price. At the American Pavilion, at Ray Park Jr., the man who sang the Ghostbusters theme, he's on this weekend, followed by Billy Ocean, followed by Hanson, then Boyz II Men, Kenny G and Sugar Ray, round up right towards the 14th of November. So pretty much from now to the end of Food and Wine over the next month or so, you've got some really good acts on at Epcot. Over at Universal, they have got their Halloween Horror Nights if you want to be absolutely terrified. The crowd's not too bad, moderate during the week, busy weekends, very busy over the Halloween weekend, and the weather's starting to cool. So it's still hot, it's still humid, it's kind of like the low 80s, but really quite nice at night now. You get those nice warm evenings, so enjoy if you're going. And we'd like to round off the podcast with a top tip. Today's top tip for this episode is from Matt, who is at Walt Disney World right now, and messaged me with this tip about Genie Plus. Andy, I had to message you. I've just found out that if you purchase Genie Plus and it's saying that Lightning Lanes for certain attractions are not available, try uploading the regular Genie Day Planner. So that's the free one. It's unlocked the ability to get a lightning lane for Rock and Roller Coaster that otherwise wasn't available before. A top tip from Matt. If you want that tip recapping, I've retweeted it from Matt. So make sure you follow us on Twitter at PodMagical. Thank you for your tip, Matt. If you've got any tips or you want to be a podcast guest, do give me a shout. We could get you on over the next few weeks. And don't forget to give us a like, give us a follow on the socials, and give us 5 stars if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It really does help people find us. So if you're listening and you love it, subscribe, give us 5 stars. I really appreciate that. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.